previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
And one of the concerns was the increasing numbers of COVID-19 cases in the Eastern Cape, particularly Nelson Mandela Bay and the Sarah Bartman District Municipality. Yesterday we had Dr. Andrew Muir from the Nelson Mandela Bay Business Chamber on the line, who gave us some facts, some of the things that he's concerned about from a business perspective and also from the institution perspective. And this extends across far beyond business as well. It extends to education too.
Absolutely. The higher education sector is changing because of the COVID-19 pandemic and since the announcement of that outbreak in January. And more so now with the increased number of infections in what has been called the second wave, Nelson Mandela University has been exploring ways in which it can help fight the spread of the virus. This morning, we're joined by Luthando Jack, Dean of Students at Nelson Mandela University, to tell us more. Luthando, sibulisile tata, enkosi ngokuthethanathi ngalenzathu.
Good morning, and thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining us this morning. You have a new approach and some new additional measures that you have put in place on campus to fight the spread of COVID-19. Do you just want to run through some of those measures you've put in place?
All right, no, thanks. We had to devise new ways of responding to the resurgence. So at the core of our response, it's a health-led response, which is basically if there is a case, we isolate, test the contacts, do contact tracing, quarantine the contacts, isolate the positive cases. We've got a good working relationship with the District Department of Health, for instance. So we use their facilities for purposes of isolation, for instance, the VW hospital, you know, in Newtonick. So that's but one part of the strategy. And then what we also do as part of our health response is massive screening, particularly in residences where we've had cases. So door-to-door screening, as opposed to just being screened because you're coming into the residence or you're coming into the university. So that massive drive. We're also doing that in partnership with the Department of Health. So and then that's part of the strategy, which I call a health-led type of a strategy. And then the other part of the strategy has been to really suspend all student-related activities, bar of course your academic activity, so as to ensure that we minimize contact, you know, among students. So we've suspended all face-to-face meetings by student organizations, student societies. So all those meetings are happening now online. We suspended their sporting activities, you know, as the university, and over and above that, we've also adopted a zero tolerance approach with regards to in-room meetings, all kinds of meetings, be it social gatherings, be it parties, and all related activities. So we've taken a zero tolerance, you know, when it comes to that. We've also of course, within the national curfew guidelines, which is 12, but we've brought it forward to 10 o'clock, you know, as the university, again as a measure of ensuring that we really contain, particularly over the weekends, the movement, you know, in the residences. As you know, that we're dealing with young people, and young people are mobile, and our students are integrated, you know, in the greater Nelson Mandela metropole.
Can I just jump in quickly? Going back to the academic activities, I know the university had pledged a commitment to the hashtag Save the Academic Year. How is Nelson Mandela University doing in terms of meeting this objective? And will the second wave impact it at all, considering it's November already?
Now, what we've done with respect to the academy is minimize contact learning and teaching as far as possible. But we've taken a decision not to completely stop it, because there are programs that really require that. And part of that, for instance, examinations, and part of that is to meet external imperatives, like, for instance, your accounting students, they've got to meet SAICA requirements. So they've got to write exams in the examinations room at the hall. But we've minimized those. We've cancelled those that we thought that could be done, you know, online. So overall, we've minimized as a university contact, you know, between staff and students, between students and students, and between staff. Even in terms of staff, we've tried by all means to encourage staff to work remotely, those that can, but of course we've got to still ensure that there's minimum staff, especially those that are doing essential services.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.